And before we begin, big thanks to Inspect All Pest Services. If you are in Atlanta or the surrounding areas, they're the best in the business. InspectAllServices.com, high quality termite pest and wildlife control. Also, insulation, pressure washing, gutter maintenance, and other home services. InspectAllServices.com. The Aurora Law Firm, that's Mad Dog Manny Aurora. You hear him on the BS. The AuroraLawFirm.com, based out of Georgia, but litigates, such a great word, across the country. Criminal defense, white collar crime, DUI, drug offenses, you name it. He got you. And then Dr. David Markwell, MarkwellTherapy.com. He's got 10 therapists in-house, also located in Georgia, across from Sprayberry High School, Sandy Springs, East Cobb, Marietta, near the Square, and McKaysville outside of Blue Ridge. But he can do virtual sessions. So reach out to him, MarkwellTherapy.com, or you can email him, RidgelineCounseling@gmail.com. Let's begin.
Go ahead and leave a comment about how you deal with your children leaving home while I recover.
Honey, I raised the kids.
Our kids leaving the nest is never easy. So in order to cope, Jason and Rachel have decided to share the journey of their kids, Caleb and Ariel, or Bees as most know her. Follow the story in this podcast.
Honey, I raised the kids.
All right, there it is. Episode 05, Honey, I Raised the Kids. Thanks for being here. My name's Jason Bailey, and there's my lovely wife, Rachel.
Hey, y'all.
We're better known as Ray J.
A good way, Ray J.
So what happens when you get in at five episodes deep, you start getting nicknames.
Yeah, I like our nickname, Ray J. That's me. And you.
As we sit here and talk to you with our party cups.
Ooh, party cups. Let you in on it.
If you're watching the full length show on the YouTube channel at The Bailey Show, we have a mixture of our green tea vodka.
I think it's clove.
Clove vodka.
Yep, clove vodka that you got from Jenny.
Yeah, clove
Jenny
vodka.
Jenny in the block.
Clove vodka and bubblies, right?
Ginger beer, bubblies, little splash of juice of some sort.
We need it tonight.
Delicious.
Definitely need it while we record this, without a doubt.
You do.
So I know last week we told you that we were going to discuss what happened with Bees, our daughter.
Just kidding.
Yeah, we're going to push that to next week. I promise we'll get to it next week.
It's still good.
But it deals with her and a breakup. So what we're dealing with. And, you know, again, this podcast is all about us becoming empty nesters and dealing with things now and how we will probably have to deal with those things when they're out of the house fully, but still have to deal with them. And Still not a fan. So last week we told you about our son Caleb, and he proposed to his lovely girlfriend, his bride-to-be.
She's the sweetest girl ever.
We got some details on that engagement because people are asking about the ring and all kinds of stuff. So it's a one of one.
He had it made, specially made from his brain for her.
Yeah.
And he had to search high and low to find somebody that would make it for him. And then he told me it was...
Opal.
Amethyst. And something else.
Not diamond.
No, that... What is the black stone?
Slate.
No, that's out in the yard.
Asphalt.
Still no.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Coal.
No, that's what Santa brings for you.
Yes, but at least there's a diamond inside.
No, I don't remember what it was called. I have to ask him again.
Poor girl didn't get a diamond, but I don't think she wanted one.
She didn't want one. This is what she wanted. Yeah?
Yeah, and it's like an interesting shape. Again, this is their emo kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally. They're emo generation. They're, you know, Fall Out Boy generation.
Yes, Fall Out Boy. He was sending me pictures of what's Fall Out Boy and what's the other band that he really likes. They do their music videos in these gorgeous.
My Chemical Romance.
Yes, gorgeous Catholic churches. I mean, like, stunning. Something you only see in music videos.
So that's... I guess we got the details on the ring.
Mm-hmm. We did.
The engagement took place under a bridge where homeless people live, but that's like a spot for him, right?
Well, he said that he tried to reenact the scene from The Crow.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The scene from The Crow. And then I've never seen the movie before, so he went into great detail about the meaning of the movie and, like, it's about eternal love.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I've never seen it before.
Well, our son reenacted for his engagement a scene from The Crow.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Was there an engagement scene in The Crow? Because I don't remember it.
Man, I've never seen the movie. I don't know.
Thank God he didn't reenact the gun scene where Brandon Lee died.
I don't think he's going to do that. He's not a shoot 'em up bang banger.
Well, I'm just glad he didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because that would
probably not a good thing.
People right now are going the same thing. They're saying, well, at least he didn't pull the, you know, because yeah. That was where, you know, the fake, you know, the thought it wasn't loaded and it was loaded and he died, kind of like what happened on that movie, Rust.
Yeah, I think more along the lines of in Caleb Brain, it was the eternal love and the meaning behind all of everything,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the gun. Shoot 'em up, bang, bang.
Shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they weren't wearing face paint or anything like that.
No.
No. Okay.
No face paint. She got to wear a pretty dress. She looked super happy, super cute.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know. So we thought, you know, and this was last episode when we just found out about it. So we thought that, you know, they would be engaged for a long time. They're not planning.
For a minute. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not planning on getting married anytime soon.
I mean, I would prefer at least a year.
Right.
That's my preference.
So with that being said, we were under the impression that if you're not getting married for a while, there's no reason to talk about getting married. There's no reason to discuss plans or details about a wedding.
They're excited, though.
But that's not what happened.
Right.
And for those of you that listen to both podcasts, you heard me talk about this, you know, kind of briefly and what happened, but this is where we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of it. So the day or two after he got engaged, I think he heard the episode or he heard something.
You know, he listened to the podcast and he said, oh, that was really funny. That was good.
Yeah. And then he wanted to make, you know, set the record straight on the ring and all
these
other types
of
things.
He gave me all the more detailed information, which is typically how he functions is, you know, I have to ask a lot of questions to get to the answer.
Yeah. And so he calls me. And he says, can I talk? Well, he texts me first. He goes, I've got a serious question for you. Can you got some time? I was like, of course I got some time. In my head, I'm thinking, you know, a serious question from Caleb is, do you think Roman Reigns is going to join the bloodline when he comes back? You know,
do you know if Bubba is Uncle Mark going to be on WWE this weekend?
Yeah, right. Those are usually the serious questions that I get. So that's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
And he calls me up and he had a different tone in his voice. It was a totally different tone, a tone that I've never heard before. It was a very serious, grown-up adult tone.
I'm going to cry while you're saying this.
And he says, look, I got a question for you. I said, okay. He says, I know it's very unorthodox, but I want to ask you, and he busted right out with it. I want to ask you if you'll walk me down the aisle when I get married.
I know.
And do you know that throughout this whole conversation, which I'll finish here in a second, I never understood what he meant. Is it unorthodox?
It's not traditional.
Right. I get that now, but yeah. I wasn't following like, sure, dude, why can't I walk you down the aisle? But I know it's for the girl, for the chick.
Yeah. Typically the girl's father walks her down the aisle.
Right. Yes. The boy doesn't get walked down the aisle.
Correct. He's usually just standing at the end watching how beautiful she is.
Right. So I guess he wants me to walk him down the aisle and wait for his bride.
Correct.
Okay. And so I didn't quite understand why that was so unorthodox at first. So I was like, yeah, sure, dude. And then it hit me. I'm like, this isn't normal.
No.
But even if it were normal, that's a big job.
Yeah, it's a real big job.
And he asked me,
you know what kind of job that is? Huh? It's for a dad.
That's a dad job.
It's a dad job.
That's what I got.
You got a dad job.
I got, Caleb gave me a dad job.
He sure did.
And you know what? It's great because I don't have a job right now.
We're going to put you to work. Don't worry. Caleb coming in for the win.
Yeah, at least I got offered a gig for my son.
Perfect.
What's the pay? You know what? It's more than what I'm making now. No, that's not
true. All my love and affection.
Right, all my love and affection. So you know, it starts to hit me how big of a deal this is that he's asking me to do this. And
this is hitting you in a very short period of time.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in our lives right now, in my life right now. So I'm very emotional. I'm not an emotional person. That's the thing.
Nope.
You know, I mean, I've got ice in my veins.
True story.
And so, you know, nothing phases me.
Nope.
And so he continues to talk about why he wants me to walk him down the aisle. And he says, look, you've been my father my whole life. You've stuck with me through thick and thin. And he said this verbatim. He says, I put you through a lot of shit and you still stuck with me. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate that. And, you know, I went off to go find my biological father and I learned that he was trash and I didn't realize how good I had it with you. And I mean, just all
and
these,
do you know, in this household, we have never, ever, ever had to trash that man.
Who?
His father.
Oh, he's never been talked about.
Correct.
I mean, this is the first time we've ever talked about
correct
him.
You know? For that reason, yeah. Because it is not my right to make that child's decision for him.
Yeah.
I didn't have to say a damn word.
Now, I don't know the guy. I mean,
he did it all himself.
I know nothing about the guy. And I was actually, when Caleb went off to go find him, I believe I was the one that said, you got to let him go because he has to experience that.
It was so hard. That was the hardest thing in my life.
I know it's tough for you because you know this dude, but you know, I said, you know, through good or bad, it doesn't matter. He's got to, if he doesn't do it, then he'll regret it.
You were correct.
And now, you know, I was right. And not that it's about me being right, but it's the point of he's 23 now, he's getting married. He's going to that next stage in his life. And all this stuff that he's telling me on the phone, I'm thinking, you know, especially when he brought up that trip to go see his biological father, mm-hmm. Not that usually my mindset would be, I told you so, but that wasn't my mindset. My mindset was actually, I'm glad you went.
Sure.
Because now you realize
he needed to
what, not just me, but us were able to give him.
Correct.
And
what he had as opposed to what he felt like, which is all kids at that in that place in their life that they feel like they're missing something, whether they are or not. They may not be, for whatever the reason may be, they feel like there's that empty place.
Yeah.
And they have to see what it is.
Well, I can relate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a bastard. I grew up without a dad, and you know, and
you did it when you were 18, right?
No, I never, I never did the experience like he did.
Oh, you didn't go live with the man for 3 months.
So I never got to meet, you know, I never got to figure out who this person is. Now I've reconnected with my half brother and he tells me everything,
right?
But I never did that. So I never got that chance. So like, I'm glad he got it. And I'm glad that he's appreciative of what we did, because look, you know, it's funny as you know, this podcast on the network is still new and it's still fresh and people are still, catching on to it. And, you know, and I see every week more and more people are listening to this podcast, this episode on the network. And I'm starting to see get the feedback from people. And it's becoming a lot of people's favorites because they can relate. So for those guys out there that are stepdads, let me tell you something. 'Cause I know this to be true is especially at the beginning and most cases, the middle and almost up until the end, you never know if you're doing right. Like if you're a biological parent, you assume you're doing right because you're the parent and you're the adult.
You just figure it out.
Right. But you assume you're doing it right. Mostly probably based off of everything that was done wrong when you were younger, just do the opposite. But you're the parent. You can make those rules and you can say what is right and wrong to your kid. As a step parent, you can't. I mean, you can say it's hot, don't touch it, you know, those types of things.
But they're sure as hell going to touch it.
But when it comes to, you know, mindset and the way to handle things and the way to view the world and those types of deals, you can give your two cents, but you're not fully believing that it's right because by blood, it's not your kid. So you walk on eggshells. I have, you know, I still do it, but I definitely, when the kids were younger. So to hear Caleb say that and encapsulate everything in that one phone call, it validated everything that I questioned about myself. If I was teaching him growing up, if it were right.
Do you know what unconditional love is?
No. Yeah, it's I know what it is.
It's that feeling. Yeah. That feeling that he gave you. And I mean, like, I'm having a real hard time not crying right now talking about it. But he was a hard, hard teenager.
Hard.
He was so difficult.
He's our hardcore champion.
He's a winner. But to for you to step in and deal with all of the crazy. And I not only gave you children that had lost a parent, but I gave you a child that had a parent. I mean,
MIA parent.
Yeah.
Not living in Miami, by the way.
No, he's somewhere. Yeah. Whatever. It's fine. But I gave you and said, here is my pile of crazy shit show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for not running away and you stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And even after you did luck out because you did not have to do diapers or in the middle of the night anything. They were already potty trained.
Oh, I'm not complaining. Like, I'll trade out some of the crazy to get past that stage.
Oh, you totally crushed because they were potty trained. They didn't get up in the middle of the night. They slept.
I got lucky.
You crushed.
Yeah.
So, but to step in that world, that kind of world, you literally stepped into a broken family.
Mm.
And
which fit perfectly with my life.
But when it got hard with, testosterone started flowing through that kid's veins and holy hell, was he angry?
Mm.
For no reason. No reason. Because he had a really good world. And we made sure that he got to do all the fun things. And you really, like, anything he asked, you did. You were there. You taught him how to iron a shirt. Yeah. I have pictures. I know.
Y'all
played video games together.
Any wrestling show he wanted to go to. He not only got to go to the show, but he got to go meet the wrestlers.
Yep. Anything he wanted.
Any concert. And not only did he get to go to the concerts, he got to meet the bands.
Yep.
So I thought I was a rock star. I was like, God, dude, you've got the best ever right now.
Even, do you remember when Caleb was in high school and on his phone he had booby pictures?
I remember that. I remember the day we looked at the booby pictures.
Yeah, so, and I was like, oh my God, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. This is not a mother-son conversation. This is a father-son conversation. Tag, you're it, bro. You, not me.
Yeah, you know what I told him?
No.
I was like, nice boobs. I mean, that's what I told him.
You said nice boobs?
Yeah, he had a bunch of them. It was like a collage of boobs. And like, I mean, as a guy, it's the same thing when he got busted for nailing the girl in the bathroom in high school.
Oh, my God.
And he's taking the selfies and stuff. The only thing I told him there, I was like, you couldn't have picked a prettier one.
You said that?
Because that's what dudes like. That's
did good. It's fine.
Here's the thing.
That's why it's not my conversation.
Here's the thing. When women mothers ask the man, the father, to give the son fatherly advice, the man, the father, has to be a dude, has to be a fella.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to believe you. I couldn't go to Caleb that day, and I think he was, 11, 12 years old?
With the boob pictures?
Yeah, the boob years.
Boob era. I wanted his boob era.
It was the year we moved to Atlanta, so it's 2013.
Yeah, so I think he was 14.
He was born in 2001.
All right.
Right? So he's 12.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 12.
There you go, 12. So 12 wasn't far off.
12 is boob age.
Yeah, sure. Right?
So I'm sitting there, and I go, look, man. I go, you're 12 years old. You know,
it's normal to like boobs.
Right. You're curious. That's what I said to him. I'm going, I'm actually happy you're digging boobs. And I was like, and I got to tell you, the picture, these are nice boobs. I go, so, I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you've got a phone. You've got the internet.
At your fingertips.
When I was 11, I was sneaking Playboys looking at boobs. So
you need to turn the page.
So it's the same, but it's the same concept. And I was like, so, yeah. And then he gets popped in high school for getting dared to go have sex with some girl in the bathroom.
The most embarrassing thing in the world. Do you know the principal was so happy when Ariel graduated because I didn't have any more children in that school?
Yeah, but Ariel was a breeze.
She was easy, but she got away with whatever she wanted because they did not want me to come into the office.
She was a breeze. So, you know, so Caleb goes to this call, back to the call. So Caleb goes to the call and he's just, you know, totally putting me over and talking about all the things that I did and how, you know, he couldn't have gotten to this point in his life without me and how he wants me to realize that, and this is his way of sharing that and telling me that and showing me that, like he felt that he hasn't showed me that and that I didn't know it. And to be honest with you, I didn't. Up until that phone call, I mean, I know I did a good job, you know, maybe not a great job. I know it wasn't a bad job. Let's put it that way. But up until that phone call, I'll be completely honest with you. I didn't know where I would stand the rest of his life. Like at my eulogy, would he stand up there and what would he say? And when he said all those things, it literally took, I was in his life since he was what, nine?
Nine, yeah.
Okay, he's 23 now. So it's 14 years of being in this kid's life, this boy's life. And for 14 years, up until this phone call the other day, I still questioned whether I did okay. Not even good, just okay. And that phone call validated it. That 20-minute phone call validated the past decade plus. And, you know, like I said on the BS when I was talking about the story, I know I'm almost 49 years old. I've experienced, I think, for the most part, every emotion I can possibly experience. At least I thought I did.
Yeah.
Up until that phone call.
Right there. That was it.
I've never experienced anything like that feeling when he asked me to do that. And truth be told, the entire conversation, as soon as he asked me, I'm bawling. Like, I'm bawling my eyes out. And I don't cry. I'm not a pansy, you know, but I'm sitting there bawling my eyes out. And I'm just like, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I'm just like, don't want to rush him off the phone.
You didn't have anything to say?
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing to say. It was funny. Chuck and Brandon brought up, it was like, you didn't ask him what he wants to do with for his bachelor party? You're going to take him to a strip club?
Like, oh, that's a great question.
It is a good question.
That's a fella question.
Yeah.
All right. Where were you on that one, Dad?
You know what?
you get a pass.
You know what? I told him, I said, I go, you know, I don't know if he's going to want to go to a strip club. One. Two, I don't think the strip clubs are the bachelor party thing anymore. Three, I remember my first wedding. The only reason we did a strip club was because it was a radio bit. But my real bachelor party with my friends was in a back room of an Italian restaurant where we played poker. And so...
Sounds about right.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to do a strip club. I didn't want to go. Because, you know, especially at that time in my life... You know, I was working for a rock station.
You spent Christmas in a strip club.
Well, that was on my own because I had nowhere to go. But,
oh, okay.
But when I was at JRR in Orlando, I lived at strip clubs just because I was always working at them. Yeah. You know, they'd pay me to come out there. And so I knew all the girls. I knew the managers. I knew security. I knew the chefs. I knew everybody.
So you just needed me and my broken little family.
So my point was, is I didn't want to do a strip club for the bachelor party.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't want to do a strip club because I'd been there. So that's why we did that. So I don't think Caleb, to be honest with you. So here's the second.
He might want to do like a Vegas or something just to experience it.
Yeah, he might want to do Vegas.
He might want to do that.
So the second part of the phone call is he didn't. I don't think he thought this one through and he recovered nicely. And this was he goes, and, you know, when you walk me down the aisle, I want you to be up there with me when I get married. And I was like,
oh, like his best man.
No.
You don't get to be the
best
man.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm a groomsman.
Okay.
Which is cool. And he said, and you can, he goes, you'll be a groomsman because I have a best man.
You can't take Nolan's spot.
And I said, it's fine. I figured it was Nolan. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know, Nolan's been there for me too. And I was like, it's all good, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
And he goes, but you know what? You just stand right behind him. And I was like, and then I think he caught himself and he's like, oh, I don't say that to him. He doesn't stand behind anybody. And he goes, you guys can stand side by side.
Them's fighting words.
I said,
but you get to walk him down the aisle.
Yeah, I said, Caleb, it's fine.
I don't get to walk him down the aisle. What the shit?
No, you don't. You get to sit your pretty ass down in the aisle in the pew. Does he want to get married at a church?
I think so. But we have to talk about the church situation because he's sending these beautiful Catholic churches that are in these videos, music videos and all. And I don't think there are any, like, he lives in Florida. I don't think there are any churches like, maybe there are. I don't know. But the ones that he sent me are the actual ones from the music videos. So they're in, like, New Orleans. Los Angeles.
Well, there's the diocese is in Venice, Florida. Catholic. That, yeah, because I, you know,
oh,
Catholic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Catholic. I went to Catholic high school there. But he needs to realize that
he's not Catholic.
Yeah, the Catholic Church will not let you get married in a Catholic church unless you're Catholic.
You better convert now.
I mean, seriously, people will have to take CCD classes in order to go.
Well, you listen, Dad. Mm. You got some conversations to have.
I'm sure you can probably take them online now.
I don't know. Why doesn't he ask you to, like, get ordained and then you can marry, you can walk him down the aisle and you can marry him?
Well, I'm surprised actually that he's not thinking that way and getting like one of those Jedi ordained people that dress up like a Star Wars character.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea.
Because you can get ordained. There's a whole Jedi ordained thing online. And you can hire those people and they'll come dressed like a Jedi.
Can we, hold on, I have the best idea ever. Okay, can we get you ordained, dress you as Macho Man Randy Savage?
Oh, yeah.
He's such a good idea. Marry him.
I mean, I guess you could, I don't know
I
if
think,
that's...
Think
I don't
think you should do that.
I think he probably would want a different wrestler, but yeah, I mean...
Well, that one's the most fun. Or you could...
Go The Rock. Or Ric Flair.
Oh, I love The Rock. Mm. Oh my God. He's the most beautiful man on the planet. That's why y'all are twins.
I don't know. Somebody asked Cody Rhodes at a match if he'd come to their wedding or their bachelor party, and he agreed to do it.
Yeah, but Ric Flair's like, woo! I mean, you could pick many awesome guys.
I bet you if we paid enough money to Ric Flair right now, he'd get ordained and he would actually do it if we paid him enough money.
You know how cool that would be? Mm-hmm. He's like a beast.
You know who's ordained? I mean, I don't know if he's a big Hell Yeah fan, but Kyle from the band Hell Yeah, he's ordained. He actually,
is he really?
I think he actually married Corey Taylor, if memory serves.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's the route that
there's
he has
so
to take.
So many different options.
That's the route he has to take. He has to take something different. He has to take some for him to get married. For I don't know anything about his fiance, but for Caleb is not religious.
No,
and so I understand he wants the music video aspect of it.
Yeah, the church, because I mean it is pretty. It would be really cool for pictures.
Expensive.
I know.
What is parents rich?
No, I don't think we live in the land of reality.
She needs to realize, look, she's got to take care of the tab.
I got the
dinner or whatever it is.
May stop.
That's the rules. They're not my rules. They're
That's
marriage rules.
Like rules from like 1950.
What do you think marriage is? Rules from like 1750. So if we're following those rules, we're following the rules.
I don't think I like those rules.
I don't pay for the wedding. Her parents pay for the wedding. I wish you
well. I feel like we can work something out that I, let me bring him down to reality. He just needs to, like, I sent them the other day a wedding planning book. A book. So that, and it's got little skulls on it and it says till death do us part. It's cute little emo, little wedding planning book so that they know, because I don't think they actually know like what they need to do or the steps or when or how long it factually takes to plan a wedding. Whether, regardless of what size it is, it still requires planning and funds and budgeting and all these different kinds of things. But the book has all that kind of stuff in it to kind of help.
There wasn't an app for that?
No, they like books and they like the physical. We got House of Tism.
Yeah.
We like
books.
She's
got the Tism too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's mellow and she mellows him out. It's perfect.
Well, if they want to get married in a Catholic church, they better start getting baptism. Because they won't let you in unless you're a Catholic.
Oh,
I know that right now.
God, that was a good one. That was a good dad joke. Yeah, look at you rolling on your dad jokes.
Rolling my dad religion jokes. That's what I do.
I love it.
So yeah, it was just great. It was a very cool. Very cool moment for me.
I don't think I've seen you feel like that. Like,
you don't
ever.
Think you've seen me feel like that?
Yeah, like.
Is that like I don't feelings. Hear color?
yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, I've never felt like that before.
I don't think I've ever seen you like that emotional, like ever. We've been together for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't get emotional.
I know.
Yeah.
It was
emotions
like,
for pansies.
Well, and then so much so. You came to the top of the stairs, and Bees and I had just walked in because we went to the grocery store, and you were like, you couldn't even get the words out, and you're crying. And
I wasn't crying. I was.
No, you were crying. It's fine. But
I was wealthy. Bees. Wealthy. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Bees is looking at you, and she's like, oh, is Jason crying? Because it's like. Nobody's ever seen it before. Mm. It's like Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo. We've never seen it. Great White Buffalo. Never seen it before.
Yeah. Look at that. The kid that made me crazy for all those years actually made me
cry. It was worth it.
Made me cry all those
See,
years.
See, all the crazy's worth it.
And when he gets married, of course, each and every one of you will be a part of it somehow. And if you're looking for the wedding registry,
it's not yet.
Everything will be at Hot Topic. I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure.
No.
We'll buy out Hot Topic. He's going to have so many Johnny Cash Flip the Bird shirts. It's not even going to be
funny. I can't. Listen.
Nirvana,
I'm going to be in charge of that.
The registry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are things that they need. Like adult things.
Like new candles?
Listen. Oh, my God. That was a cute. I think that was the tipping point when he sent me the pictures. Their engagement pictures. And so Nolan and his girlfriend were behind the scenes doing the video and the camera and stuff. And that's Caleb's best friend. And they all live together, like rent this little house in Florida. And so he sends me this picture and it's the little blanket out on the beach, Caleb down on one knee, and she's standing up in front of him, but you can see her excitement on her face. Pardon me.
Wow.
And then, sorry.
Ripping face over there. That was her, not me, y'all.
This
is my husband, Ray.
Listen, I like to eat man meat, too.
Yes, you do.
I know.
That's what kind of man that I'm with right now.
Listen, I got my Second Amendment shirt on, too.
That's right. Damn right. That's how we roll in this house.
America.
That's why they don't like us here in California.
Probably. So, anyway, the blanket is out on the beach, and then he's got the little candles and stuff sticking out, and they're all broken. They were broken because he put them in the bag to get for all of his stuff to set up, and he didn't like wrap them or anything. He just stuck them in the bag. They were broken, and the only thing that was holding them up was a little wick in the center, so they like little
bent little ding ding.
Broken candles, and I'm like, oh my God, I lost it over the candles because it was just the cutest thing on the planet.
All right, well, that's it for this episode. That's the Caleb story. We'll get to the Bees breakup story next week, I promise. All right.
Oh, that's good too.
And we'll have so much to talk about with his wedding. I'm sure there's going to be something every week.
I really feel like I need to be in charge of this.
I'm sure he's going to love. He probably wants you to be in charge of
probably,
it.
Probably. I like to party and he knows it.
Yeah. All right. Give us a like, share, follow on all social platforms at listen to the BS, at listen to the BS. And then on YouTube, you know, this is a free bay episode. So the full length episode is up on the YouTube channel. So please subscribe to that at The Bailey Show. And for the BS, the rest of the episodes for the BS Networks, The Bailey Show podcast with me, Chuck, and Brandon, there's a subscription base. So please subscribe. And right now we're doing subs for subs. And we are doing that in conjunction with Capriati's Sandwich Shop in Folsom, California. Capriati's Sandwich Shop is nationwide brand. They're across the country. So we're
legit the best subs ever.
Yeah, really. You got the Bobby. God, I got the Wagyu cheesesteak. It's just absolutely amazing. If you get my newsletter, I sent a link to what I was eating with the Wagyu cheesesteak.
It's better than a pub sub.
Oh my, it was really good. So what we're doing is up until May 1st for every new subscriber. And since this is a free episode you're listening to, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, it's $4.99 a month. You get new content. It looks like, you know, it's at least 4 days a week, but it looks right now like 5 days a week. So, I mean, you can't beat it. And then in return, Capriati's Sandwich Shop and I are going to hit the streets and hand out subs for every new subscriber up until May 1st. Okay.
Why would you not want to do that?
It started on Friday. It's like Brandon said on Friday's Sub Extra episode, he was like, you can't even get a sub for $4.99. Right. You're getting content. I mean, you can unsubscribe after a month if you want, but I'm pretty sure you're going to get hooked on it's good stuff. It's really good content. So for $4.99, you get a month of content, and somebody in need gets an amazing sandwich from Capriati's Sandwich Shop. So please, if you're already a subscriber, thank you. Just tell somebody. Say, hey, look, you know, tell somebody about the network and say, hey, look, they're doing something really, really cool. You got to listen. Other than that, it's a great podcast. Go to thebaileyshow.com. Also on there, subscribe to the newsletter. That's free. And the merch store is up there. I just threw up a new design, and I'm working with our vendor to supply discount codes and stuff that I can give out whenever I want. So a lot of stuff in the works. And also this week, maybe next week, I can update everybody on something really cool that's getting ready to happen to actually this episode, this podcast, and also the Free Bay episode of the BS, because
fun, exciting thing.
Yeah, we are expanding. We are expanding. It's very, very cool.
Big things.
Big things. All right. Other than that, we, as always, appreciate you listening. Give us a like, share, follow again, thebaileyshow.com. And until next time, bye.
I realize not everyone feels this way, and if you are okay with this stage of your life, honestly, more power to you.
Thanks for listening. Get more information and episodes on thebaileyshow.com.
Honey, I raised the kids.